And a couple from Essex are celebrating an extra special birth today. Their son Oliver was born at 12 minutes past 12 on the 12th of the 12th, 2012. That's the latest. I'm Lindsay Brown.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. I'm Dan Kiewski and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Back up, we don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
everybody stop and take a look. Take a look, a really good look at yourselves. I just took a peek, really peeked to tell the truth. Through my eyes, I don't look so good to myself. Half as big as life, that's me, but that's not the way I always mean to be. Half as big as life, that's small, but deep in my heart, I can feel that I'm 10 feet tall. There's a man, the kind of man you would like if you were just willing to look. I've got lots of dreams and my dreams will take me far, very far. A cover is not the whole book. Half as big as life, they say, but they're gonna see how wrong they are someday.
Opening the show this week, the overture to Burt Bacharach's Promises, Promises, followed by Will and Grace's Sean Hayes as Chuck Baxter with Half as Big as Life from the 2010 Broadway cast recording. I was actually lucky enough to see this on Broadway, and a very impressive performance from Sean Hayes, I thought, for which he was actually nominated for a Tony Award for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Musical. And remarkable as always was Kristen Chenoweth in the role of Fran Kublik.
When there's no one sitting there, but a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss goodnight. A room is still a room when there's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Now and your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart, don't let one mistake keep us.
Kristen Chenoweth with A House Is Not a Home from the 2010 Broadway cast recording of Promises, Promises by Burt Bacharach.
Phoenix FM.
And here is Something Else by Mr. Bacharach.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Written for the 1969 film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, that was B.J. Thomas with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. The song won the Academy Award for Best Original Song that year. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which itself won four Oscars, was directed by George Roy Hill and starred Paul Newman, Catherine Ross and Robert Redford, who went on to star in this next film a few years later.
Thank you. give to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again,
unmistakable voice of Barbara Streisand with the Academy Award-winning title track from the 1973 movie The Way We Were, starring Robert Redford and Streisand herself. Barbara Streisand is certainly no stranger to awards, having won 2 Oscars, 8 Grammys, 5 Emmys and a special Tony Award, making her one of only a handful of entertainers to have won all 4. That's an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy and a Tony. One of her 2 Academy Awards was for Best Original Song for Evergreen from the remake of A Star Is Born, and the other was for Best Actress for Funny Girl.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. Hey, Mr. Onstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march.
touch my heart to drum, I know what I don't know.
Barbra Streisand with Don't Rain on My Parade from the 1968 movie Funny Girl, written by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. The film starred Barbra Streisand and Omar Sharif, with Streisand playing the big screen version of the role she had created on Broadway a few years earlier, for which she was nominated for a Tony.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And speaking of theatre, let's take a look at this week's stage news update. Coverage of the Olivier Awards is set to be screened on mainstream television for the first time in a decade, with ITV close to securing the broadcast rights for the ceremony. Having the awards broadcast on mainstream television will be a major coup for the Society of London Theatre, which had hoped the BBC could be persuaded to screen them after almost 1 million people watched the Oliviers on the BBC's Red Button digital service earlier this year. Speaking to The Stage at the time, SALT Chief Executive Julian Bird said, "We hope this shows the strong demand there is for such a programme. In the future, the BBC might consider putting it on one of its mainstream channels." From next year, however, there are plans for the awards to return to prominent television coverage, with ITV1 screening an edited version of the ceremony on the same night as the awards themselves, which take place at the Royal Opera House on April the 28th. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, is set to tour the UK and Ireland from next autumn to celebrate its 25th anniversary. The musical will begin its run at the Cheltenham Everyman Theatre on September the 4th, 2013. Buddy originally opened in the West End in 1989 at the Victoria Palace Theatre, before transferring to the Strand Theatre in 1995, and has toured internationally since. The show is written and produced by Alan Janes and is directed by Matt Salisbury. Ghost, the musical, will tour the UK from next spring. It will open at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff in April 2013, before touring to other venues yet to be announced. The show is directed by Matthew Walkus, whose previous work includes Matilda the Musical. The stage production has been adapted from the film Ghost by its original screenwriter, Bruce Joel Rubin. It has music and lyrics by Dave Stewart and Glenn Ballard, set and costume designs by Ron Howell, and musical supervision and arrangements by Christopher Nightingale. Full casting for the tour has yet to be announced. And producers of Aladdin, A Wish Come True, starring Paul O'Grady at the O2, have cancelled today's matinee to carry out crucial technical works. Michael Rose and Chris Marino, the producers, issued a statement which said, "Crucial technical work needs to be carried out on the mechanism that enables the magic carpet to fly during the show. As with all state-of-the-art special effects, the mechanics have to be absolutely sure that they've fixed the problem before the show can go ahead, and it has to be perfect down to the smallest detail. The technical work is necessary so that everything goes like clockwork during the show's press night at 7:30 this evening." The producers have said that anyone with tickets for the matinee would be accommodated at any other performance of their choice, subject to availability. And new productions opening in London this week include, as just mentioned, Aladdin, A Wish Come True, starring Paul O'Grady, opens tonight at the O2, all being well. And then tomorrow night, Hansel and Gretel by Lucy Kirkwood and designed by Katie Mitchell, opens at the National Theatre Cottesloe. And more locally, Brentwood Theatre and Vivid Musical Theatre's production of Peter Rabbit and His Friends is currently playing at the Brentwood Theatre. Based on the books by Beatrix Potter, this magical musical adaptation sees Miss Potter herself, taking you through the stories of four of her most beloved characters: Mrs. Tiggy Winkle, the Washerwoman Hedgehog, Mrs. Thomasina Tittlemouse, the House Proud Mouse, and of course the two very naughty rabbits, Benjamin Bunny and Peter Rabbit. The show runs until the 30th of December at the Brentwood Theatre, and tickets can be booked by calling their box office on 01277 200 305.
Dance as it enders.
Wow, you can almost get out of breath just listening to that. The worldwide phenomenon that is Riverdance by Bill Whelan, which began life as a 7-minute interval performance during the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest, which of course received a standing ovation. I remember being totally blown away by it at the time. Later that year, the BBC commissioned a repeat performance for the Royal Variety Show, and Riverdance was subsequently expanded into a full stage show, which is still touring the world today. The single stayed at number one in Ireland for 18 weeks, keeping Wet Wet Wet's Love Is All Around off the top spot.
Phoenix FM.
And now, here is this week's screen news update from film correspondent and movie journalist Vicky Bufton. Pan's Labyrinth, the 2006 Guillermo del Toro film set in the Spanish Civil War, is to be made into a musical. The story, for anyone who hasn't seen the film, follows Ophelia, who escapes the harsh realities of war through an underworld full of stranger characters. The book is written, but music and lyrics are yet to be penned, so it won't take to the stage for a little while yet. Straight from the news desk of Ron Burgundy, we have more Anchorman 2 news. It would appear casting is now being discussed, and along with the usual suspects from the first film, Bridesmaids actress and writer Kristen Wiig could also be in discussions to appear as a love interest for Steve Carell's Brick. Hopefully he'll have enough love for her and his lamp. Helena Bonham Carter will receive the Dilys Powell Award for Excellence from the London Film Critics Circle at an award ceremony in January. The award honours HBC's contribution to film over her career. Previous recipients of the award include Dirk Bogart, Richard Attenborough and Judi Dench, so she will be in very good company. And James Bond is better than Father Christmas. Fact, or at least according to the US box office chart this week. Fending off the Easter Bunny and the aforementioned Man in Red in Rise of the Guardians, Skyfall has reclaimed the top spot in the US, knocking Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 down to number 3,